It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. We bring in Jeff Johnson for the Friday edition of the Athens Little League Report. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing fantastic. It's a Friday. Can't do any better than that. So without any further ado, we're going to hand things off to you. Dive right in with the Athens Little League Report.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, you know, the Holland Park fields were closed last night for a little mid-season maintenance. So our players and coaches had the opportunity to get a little extra R&R and get ready to face the second half of the season. That's going to start back up tomorrow night. So we thought it'd be fun to update everyone on the current standings in each of our divisions and do a quick preview of some of the key matchups to look forward to as we go into the downhill stretch of the season. In the machine pitch division, we have a two-way tie for first place currently with Boswell Insurance and the Generals. Both are sitting at a 7-1-1 record. And then behind them in third place, we have Johnson Benefits Group, the Blue Dogs, with a 6.25 winning percentage. They're sitting at 4-2-2, followed by Norton Insurance, who is currently at 5-3-1. So we got a pretty tight grouping there with the top four. Then the remainder of the division kind of rounds out with Zaxby's sitting in fifth place. And Butler Properties and Garrett Paving are both tied at six, and they have each have a 4-5 record. United Team Sports is in eighth. Joma Construction is in ninth. And Hutton Vandiver is in 10th place currently. Now we have some key games coming up in that division that could have big impacts on the standings. On April 26th, we have Boswell Insurance taking on the Generals, so there's a big showdown for you at 6:45 on Field 3 at Holland Park. Now, that's going to be a true test for both teams, and it should provide some separation between 1 and 2 there since both teams are currently tied for first. The Generals also have to play Johnson Benefits Group on May 8th, and they have another showdown the Generals do with Norton Insurance on May 12th, and both of those will be tough games. Now, moving on to our AA division, we're still updating those standings currently, but I know we've got some tough competition going on between Athens Bone & Joint, AKO Signs, Tom Ellis Construction, Athens Habitat Restore. So, you know, look for some updates there coming forward. But we're going to jump into the AAA division now, where we have four teams competing for the crown. We've got Carson Plumbing. They're sitting atop the leaderboard right now with a record of 5-2-1. But First American Bank is nipping closely at their heels. They're coming in with a record of 5-3, so they're only a half game back right now. And Zaxby's is sitting in third place with a 2-4-1 record. Hayward Allen rounds us out in fourth place. They're at 2-5 on the season. Carson Plumbing and First American will play one another two more times. They have a game on April 27th and on May 7th, so a lot could change between now and the start of the tournament in our AAA division, so that'll be one to watch closely. You know, and last but certainly not least, our majors division standings, Chase Park, Transduction, and the mighty Synovus are tied for first place. Each of those teams has a 7-2 record, but Northeast Sales is right there in the hunt. They're only a half game back at 6-2, so those are your top three teams, Chase Park, Synovus, tied at first, and then Northeast Sales. Then rounding out our major standings, we have Hawthorne Drugs sitting in fourth place, State Bank and Trust is in fifth, and Law and Order is in sixth place with an 0-9 record. But we know Law and Order is hungry, and they're going to be ready for a strong finish to the season, so look for some good baseball from them. Now, if Chase Park wants to unseat the defending champion Synovus, they'll have a tough road. They have to play Synovus two more times. And they have three more games against Northeast Sales. So that's five of their remaining 11 games that are going to be against their top two division rivals. Now, needless to say, we'll be watching all of the majors and division races closely. We're sure to see some great baseball being played down the stretch. Our end-of-the-season playoffs are set to begin on May 14th. So those teams are all vying for positions as we enter the tournament. So stay tuned to the Athens Little League Report each and every weekday through Memorial Day for updates on your favorite teams and players. And also, we'd like to remind everyone that we'll be having our Athens Little League Night at the Park on Friday, April 27th. We'll have barbecue and live music provided by Todd Cowart. So please come out, have some barbecue, enjoy some music, and a little Little League baseball under the lights. And gentlemen, I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. And looking forward to talking to Woody Osick on Monday for another Athens Little League Report. Thanks, Jeff.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
All right. That was Jeff Johnson with today's Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. That's going to be awesome, by the way. Also brought to you in part by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.